I bumped into Senator Bert Stedman in Harrigan Centennial Hall on the day of Sitka's special election. Everyone else was weighing in at the ballot box on whether to limit cruise traffic in town. Stedman was there to speak to the Board of Trustees of the Alaska Permanent Fund, which was holding a two-day meeting. Stedman wants to see the fund modernized and protected by a constitutional amendment that would prevent a simple majority of the legislature from draining the constitutional budget reserve where earnings from the fund are socked away. He also wouldn't mind if the Senate had a say in appointing trustees, but he doesn't think that will happen.
We don't have the ability to confirm them, although we would like to. But we got this pesky document called the Constitution and Separation of Powers in the way, so we're unable to accomplish that. And we would obviously like that, but we do not. So they are appointed by the governor. And hopefully we go back to the way it has historically been managed. And I'm not saying that there's political cronyism going on today, but there seemed to be a whiff of it here a little bit ago. And I hope we, you know, put that in the rearview mirror and never see it again.
On other money matters, Stedman has extraordinary influence. He co-chairs the Senate Finance Committee, which writes both the state's operating and capital budgets. One positive outcome of this year's legislative session was a $700 increase in per-pupil funding for schools, the BSA, or base student allocation. That $700 figure came out of Stedman's committee.
So we were pursuing the $680 BSA with the numeric within the budget plan to get to a balanced budget. And we got an agreement from most of our colleagues, at least recognition that there wasn't going to be a $1,500 or $1,000 BSA, and we're going to have a different number. But some of them wish the number was different from 680. So, I mean, it could be 679 or 681. They were just tired of hearing 680. So decided the next day, well, let's just add $20, make it 700. It's a nice round number. And that's where it came from. Just that simple.
Stedman voted to sustain the governor's veto of two previous bills that had larger increases to schools, but he joined 45 other legislators in overriding the governor's veto of the $700 increase. However, he knows the issue is not settled.
My guess is that this discussion is far from over. We have housing issues with teachers in rural, a lot of the rural parts of the state. The retention issue, a lot of us believe that's fundamentally based in salaries. Some of the entry-level salaries are too low to retain them, to attract them and retain them. Went up, young Sitkan graduates from Sitka High School, goes off and gets a teaching certificate, and then goes to work in, you know, the Midwest or Florida or wherever, because they can pay them more as an entry-level teacher than we can in Alaska. Something's wrong, because we have a higher cost of living. And then you take a look at Sitka in particular, we have extremely high housing, so we get a double whammy.
Stedman, a Republican, shares the chairmanship of the Finance Committee with Lyman Hoffman, a Democrat from Bethel. Hoffman manages the operating budget. Stedman takes the capital budget, the money for maintaining and building state infrastructure. Both budgets are closely connected to the price of oil, Alaska's most valuable export. Stedman is frustrated by policy from the Trump administration that runs counter to Alaska's interests.
The headwinds just keep getting worse out of Washington. I mean, almost every other week, there's some bad news. We're going to lose, you know, Medicare or Medicaid reimbursements. And then, you know, right before we left, it was LIHEAP, low-income fuel assistance for a lot of citizens, including some in Sitka. Anyway, there's a whole litany of things on the hit list in Washington, and we don't know how bad they're going to be, but they weren't positive. And the direction out of Washington to move oil prices down to stimulate the economy, well, that's good for California, but it's not good for Alaska because we are oil-based economy.
Oil is very volatile right now. Stedman's committee worked to cover basic capital expenses, assuming the price would not drop below $66 per barrel. He says many of the expenses covered in this budget should be double, even triple, what the state can afford. Gone are the billions available only a decade and a half ago. He sees more lean times ahead if the White House gets its way.
What I mentioned many, many times to my colleagues in both the House and the Senate, when they would bring up the budget, I'd just flat tell them, nobody's getting anything. Doesn't matter if you're in the majority, the minority, how long you've been here, what position you are, it's zero. Everybody gets a lump of coal. And next year, if things, you know, if we end up at $60 a barrel, you're not even going to get the coal. You're just going to get the bag it came in this year.
Senator Bert Stedman represents Sitka, Petersburg, Wrangell, Ketchikan, and all communities in between. He'll run for his sixth full term next year. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.